This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 13. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuityStraightTalk.com. I've got Ashok Ramji all the way to the west in Kirkland, Washington. Say hello, sir.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Annuity Straight Talk, the podcast.
All right. So as we're getting more and more of these things, it's going to be harder to rattle off the last five or six. But again, we've kind of went into product-specific stuff, strategies, ideas, kind of more, some of it seems to be a little more advanced, right?
Yeah, we talked kind of general high strategy, and then we've done some product reviews, and we've kind of gotten deeper into how we look at products. So it has been a little bit more advanced.
Yeah. And so right now we're going to go with something. And I think you had a great idea with this topic last week. We were chatting after we did the show, right? And everybody, so that everybody knows, I call him the show. At times he'll leave me a voicemail and then you get the transcription of the voicemail. And one of the first voicemails he left me, he said, "Hey, Brian, this is the show," because it doesn't. And I was like, that's a great name for him. So feel free to give us a call and say, "I'd like to talk to the show." He's the real deal.
It's better sometimes than what Siri will call me, okay? So I'll take the show.
Yeah, okay. All right, perfect. So just a quick, we were going to talk about what happened to me last weekend, right?
Yeah, you look like you were having some fun time personally and something happened.
Yeah, I went for a ride on the horse and took a couple mules with me. I talked about it and he's made a cameo on an episode or two, right? My dog Rambo, he's a Vizsla. He's 5.5 months old now. And one of the biggest reasons I wanted to get him is because he was really good at running trails. And so the last one I had was really good at running trails. And so when I'm riding my horse, it helps to have a dog out front for a lot of reasons. They're fun to have around, but he was really good at running in front of the horses. And I thought this guy, Rambo, was ready to give it a shot. And so one of the great things to have, like with the dogs, is on numerous occasions, and this even happened on Saturday when we were riding, they'll run off a bear because they'll get there first and they'll start barking at the bear and the bear sees all the big animals coming and he's kind of startled by the noise and the dog will chase the bear off because the horses will get a little spooky around a bear. You never know what's going to happen, right? So we did that. That did actually happen once. We saw two bears, but Rambo got to them first on one occasion. But anyway, about halfway through the trip, so we took this beautiful ride up on top of this ridge that's just south of Glacier National Park, and it was absolutely stunning scenery. It was amazing. The dog was doing great. I thought, boy, this is like brought a tear to my eye. Beautiful to see. I miss my old dog. And this is just a clone if I've ever seen one. He's amazing, right? Well, he got a little careless. And of course, he'd run off the trail a little bit and then he'd come back. And he got behind one of my mules and was walking a little too close. And the mule got a little nervous and reached back and kind of tapped him. Kicked him just lightly, just kind of a warning thing. Well, that kind of spooked him. And so he went to run right between her legs and she got nervous and kind of danced around a little bit. Well, one of her hooves with a steel shoe on it came down on Rambo's paw and he broke his foot.
Ouch.
So I had 5 miles to go and I had a dog with a broken foot. It wasn't fun. So I have always told people I love my horse, Bugs Bunny. He's an amazing horse. And it would take a lot of money to part him with me. I wouldn't do it for just about anything. He's a good horse. And if I thought he was valuable then, he's about 10 times as valuable now because my horse was very patient and let me put Rambo on my lap with a broken dangling paw. Yeah, so now I'm puppy sitting and trying to keep an active puppy inactive so his paw can heal. So sad.
The moral of the story is, of course, make sure that your second Vizsla can run with the horses and everything. But sometimes if people are...
Start with a 2-mile trip.
Yeah. Well, it's also going to tie it into Annuity Straight Talk. If you feel like sometimes where we're going, we're running too fast, it's okay to crawl, walk, and then run. And we do encourage sometimes, wait a minute, I don't get what you said here. Give us a call, 800-438-5121.
Schedule a call, annuitystraighttalk.com, green button on the top of any page. I'm partial to the newsletter. We're going to do a big site redesign here in the next few weeks. hopefully by the end of September, it'll be live. And there'll also be a podcast page so you can have a place to access these outside of the podcast platforms and YouTube. But we'll link to all that stuff. So some big changes coming up. And I had actually thought about writing a newsletter about Rambo. It's about preparation, not taking on more than you can handle kind of thing. Can certainly draw it into annuities, retirement planning, and all that stuff. I can get pretty creative, and I have in the past. But the point being, yeah, just know your limits. And maybe I should have taken him on a 2-mile trip instead of a 12-mile trip. But hopefully he learns.
Your assignment, Brian, watch Magnum Force, okay?
This
coming weekend. So
got it. I will. I'll try it. All right. Hey, so Ashok, why don't you tell us a little bit about your idea for this week's episode?
Absolutely. So we've been talking for the past few episodes about concepts. We've done some product reviews. We've done some case studies. Sometimes when we look at these new products, I also thought we could look at some of the older situations where we have actually talked to clients and helped them out with what we would call the art of annuity maintenance, where we just... there's no sale going on. It's the service aspect of what we do as trusted advisors. So I have 2 or 3 stories I wanted to share. Brian, I was hoping you might share 2 or 3 stories as well.
I'll think of something.
Yeah. And kind of at a high level to get us started, one of the things that I've noticed in the industry, and hopefully maybe we might give it some thought to have it changed, is when you do business with a carrier, if you don't do business for a while, you might, you know, on our side, we get these notices saying, well, we might terminate your appointment for insufficient production. I believe there was one carrier you were appointed with where you hadn't done any production. And the reason was because when you were talking with your clients, you actually encouraged them to stay where they are and not to make any new changes. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And I had a company that I've done a fair bit of business with over the years. Not a lot, but I've consistently done some. Their products weren't, what I thought were competitive at the time. And I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to take some time, and they didn't fit any situation. And so I think it was last year I sold one small contract through the company, and I got a letter in the mail saying, we're going to terminate your contract. When I called them and I said, yeah, but I have to service dozens of policies with you guys. I mean, I still have annual reviews. I have all this stuff. How can you kick me out when I've got active policies there? And it's unfortunate because if they do, now I appealed it and they allowed me to keep the servicing side of it. But had I not said something, then my clients would have got a letter in the mail saying you're assigned to a new agent. I mean, that doesn't look very professional, but I don't know. And some companies do it more than others, but you have to be able to. And I think this is an important topic because it also is going to answer a lot of questions for people just procedurally, what things we take care of. And a lot of people don't know. And they look at the flex strategy and they say, how am I going to do this by myself? And I said, we're going to be here. We're going to walk you through it consistently. So before you do your stories, I'll tell you about a guy that contacted me a little over 2 weeks ago. It was right after I did the Retire Vantage episode for my newsletter, and then we followed it up and improved it for the podcast. But he liked that illustration, and he said, and he gave me all his details. And we sent some emails back and forth, talked on the phone once, and he says, okay, I think I like this. If I move forward and purchase this annuity, what is your plan to review for the future? So that's a good question, right?
Very good question.
And I'm glad he voiced it because some people will think, yeah, where are you going to go? And I said, hey, great question. If you buy it, then you are stuck with me throughout the surrender period at the very least, and most likely as long as you own the annuity, right? No less than annual reviews to execute withdrawal requests and optimize allocations. I will be here throughout. So that's, would you consider that a bare minimum standard of what we're able to do? Or willing to do?
I would, and you'd be surprised. I know there was somebody who I was worked closely with, and the sense was he was training agents, and he said, you got to be focused on efficiency. And sometimes, like, why do these reviews? They slow you down. And I feel like the reviews are part of what makes our businesses tick. We want happy clients, and we review, this is how your annuity did. Did you want to make any changes? Do you need to exercise the penalty-free withdrawals? Has this lived up to your expectations? All that stuff. Annually, it's just a brief meeting, and let's just wait for the next year. That's at a minimum.
Well, and I have several contracts that I service that I never sold in the first place. Either it's somebody I know, or I just really like them, or they're nice, or I realize they need help. And then there's a lot of clients that maybe bought something from somebody else and then moved over to me. But the point being, like, that a lot of these guys just disappeared after. So there's kind of a stigma in the industry that guys are just in it for the commission. And, you know, and we can talk about commissions. That's one of the reasons why I take a lower commission up front as often as I possibly can. And that provides me a residual trail commission that doesn't come out of the individual's pocket. It's just a way for me to defer. I don't want to make all the money up front and then not be incentivized financially to do that. So it keeps us all on the, you know, on the same page, on the same team. And that way, in subsequent years, I don't have to focus so much on selling new product, because I can really put more time into the service aspect of the contract. And in some cases, it's not a whole lot. I have some clients, we literally exchange an email once per year to do, you know, what are we changing to? What's this? What's that? And then I've got some clients that call me once a month just to say hi. I'll call out Julie by name. She calls me 3 times a week. Holy cow. Boy, she's sweet though. I really like her. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just blabbering now. So go ahead.
Well, let me share with you story number one that I have. I have a gentleman who's in his 80s, and I did not sell any annuities to him. I became the servicing agent because something happened to the gentleman who sold him the annuities. He came to me about a little over a year ago, and he said, I've got 10 annuities here. And he said, this is too much. This is confusing. So we have worked methodically to clean these annuities up. In some cases, we had to annuitize those annuities because that was in his best interest. Sometimes we have surrendered them. Sometimes we've just made sure the RMDs go, the required minimum distributions go to the bank account, direct deposit. So there is a lot of time that's spent servicing this account. But mind you, the agent who got the commission was the agent who originally placed the business. So there is zero money that's made, but this is done as a service. What was interesting was that when I asked him, why do you have so many annuities? Unfortunately, there was a strategy where the agent who had placed the business would say, okay, if there's a amount that's free for withdrawal, perhaps we redeploy those funds into another annuity. And that's not something you or I care for. That's a very short-term transaction-oriented approach. So I inherited this book of annuities where we've methodically helped him. And I'll tell you this, I'll wrap up the story here. A couple of days ago, he was in tears and was crying, and crying tears of joy that it was like, thank you for giving me the peace of mind that all of these accounts are being whittled down and I'm now down to maybe 3 or something, which are easier to manage. So that's an example of where the art of annuity maintenance, we may come in as the servicing producer. We weren't the person writing the business. The servicing producer makes no money, but they do things to make sure that the client's happy. And hopefully at the end of the day, he tells some of his friends and relatives, this person's a good person.
Yeah. And I have something like that with it's a kind of a cool story where it just, you need ideas. And I always say it's not the annuity that you get is not the most important thing. It's how you use it and having a good strategy surrounding it. And this guy had bought a bunch of index annuities from someone else, and the guy just vaporized, right? After a couple big contracts. And then he came for me, and this is back when we sold more structured settlements, and I placed him in a couple of those for good, really good discounted income streams. And he had me look at him. So I'm the servicing agent. It's at Athene. And when I met him, he had 7 or 8 years left on the contracts. So the guy didn't even last for 3 years. It was crazy. And he just kind of grumble about them. It's like they were, you know, they were income contracts, but they didn't have like the really good underlying growth potential. And the guy had tons of money. He didn't need the income. And so I just calculated, so this is not the best way to get your money out. So number one, I said, cancel the income riders. So it was a lot of money. It was $600,000 and a 1.25% income charge on a 7% increase or something like that. So I factored in that over the next 8 years, he would save around $120,000 in fees by canceling the rider. So number one, we put that back in his pocket, put him in control of the money. And then, you know, then he's still like his best years. He was making 3%, did zero a couple of times. And I think he's averaging about 2.5. So he's making money, but he's saving all that money in fees. And 4 or 5 years ago, he said, boy, I'd really like to, should I pay the surrender fees? And the surrender fees were ridiculously high. And I said, no, that's just not going to be worth it. I go, this is an episode. You should almost never surrender an annuity early. There's only a couple instances where it really works. But he came, and this is where I got my reinvestment idea. And I mean, I said, it's $600,000. Your free withdrawal is 60 grand. And then next year it's 54 grand. And then the year after that, it's 48 or whatever, right? And so over the last seven, and you know, it worked because it was an IRA qualified contract where he could just transfer the money out and he was able to buy into other investments incrementally over time. And in the last 7 or 8 years, he's peeled off almost half of the money in the account. So that's another one where I wrote the newsletter a long time ago. You're never stuck in an annuity. Only if it's, you're limited by your imagination and by the ideas and strategies that your advisor can come up with. So, you know, what's fun is those annuities come surrender free in another month. And yeah, I might get a chance at a little bit of business. So there's my other story. How about that?
That's a very good story. Once again, you're listening to Annuity Straight Talk, the podcast. Give us a call, 800-438-5121. Go to annuitystraighttalk.com, hit the green schedule call button. And I think, you know, one of the things you'll see is, again, just because you may have an existing annuity, sometimes you might hear from us, just stay put, stay where you're at. In fact, we had a listener reach out to us earlier a few days ago, and we're analyzing the way her annuity is working, and we're looking at a couple of ideas. But I told her at the get-go, day one, I said, you know what, at the end of the day, we might just say, stay where you're at. So sometimes you'll hear that from us if that's always in your best interest.
Yeah. And we both looked at it, right? And it's, yeah, we're leaning that way where it's like, okay, it's not in your best interest. So stick it out.
Four eyeballs looking at it just instead of two.
Well, and by the way, on the appointment real quick, because a part of the site redesign is you're going to have the opportunity to schedule appointments directly with Ashok when this is all done. I know that's one thing. You can call us. You can request via email. You can call the 800 number. You can ask me, hey, I really like his approach. And we do have, we have the same philosophy, but different styles. We're going to appeal to different people. And that's the point of having opposing perspectives. So here we are. Contact the man directly.
So story number two kind of picks up where you were just talking about. We had a fixed deferred annuity where the client was, it had been sold 5 years ago, and it was a 10-year contract. So he was halfway through the surrender period. He received a bonus when he initially purchased the contract. But my client, he has a lot of income coming in. He doesn't need his Social Security checks. He just basically puts them in the savings account. He's got a business that generates cash flow. He's got a pension. He's what we would call overfunded. So I don't think he really ever needed a income rider for guaranteed income, let alone pay for it, because he's already got guaranteed income coming in already from, say, the pension and from the Social Security check. So that be that as it may, halfway through in year five of the contract, we were looking at it and we penciled out that the amount he had paid in income rider fees was just a touch below the bonus that he had received at the get-go. So it was, in essence, he had surrendered his bonus de facto with all those income rider fees. And he was looking at it now for the next 5 years that the contract was in surrender. And we called up the carrier and said, can we just remove that income rider charge? It's not needed. And we were told no. And if you try to surrender the contract, you still have another 5 years to go. So there's steep surrender fees. But if you stay in the contract, you're going to get beaten up to a high degree with the income rider fees. So it's like, you can't get out. You really don't want to stay in. So that was a case where, and I had known the client for the past couple of years, and we had just left it alone. And it got to a point where it just made sense to say, is there a contract where we could put you into another contract and put you in a better position? And I know, Brian, I was able to kick this idea around with you, ran it by the client. He was delighted with it. So now he's in a situation where the money is finally growing without any income rider charges. It has upside appreciation from the way the indices are structured. the drawback, because whenever we look at situations like these, we always look at the pluses and the minuses. The minuses are there's an extra 5-year surrender charge now, and he'd already been through year 5, but if we put him through another 10-year surrender charge, it means he picks up 5 more years. But the purpose of money here was just to grow the money safely. He didn't want access to it, and he knew he could take 10% penalty-free withdrawals going forward, but he thought, I just want this to grow without paying fees. So mission accomplished for that client.
That's easy enough to do, right? That's our specialty.
Give me a story.
Well, see, you had yours prepared, and I told you I'm just coming off shooting from the hip here. But no, I mean, I think it's important to understand. So when to change, when to not. And I guess it, like, to me, it kind of speaks to, sorry, I didn't silence my phone, so it keeps buzzing. It kind of speaks to like getting started the right way as well. So a lot of times people were, you know, I talk about laddering into contracts. Say if you say, I think 250,000 is the right number, but I'm a little nervous, I'm not quite sure. Do 125 today. And then see what it's like in a few months down the road. Do another 125. One of the things, and this is a story, it's kind of a general comment, is one of the biggest parts of services. So I think index annuities are pretty simple, and that's primarily what we're talking about. Now, fixed annuities are really simple. It's just an interest rate, and it's compounded over years. But one thing happens, and I've got some intelligent clients. They get 5-6 months into a contract, and they might look at their account balance and say, it hasn't gone anywhere yet. Well, you have to wait for the first year to get a credit. Certain things you can do if you have a fixed rate allocation in the contract, you'll see some daily crediting, you know, pennies a day, adding up to a couple percentage points. But one thing I tell everyone is, I said, I think it's pretty common about 6 months into it to just go back at it and review and talk about all the reasons why you did it in the first place. Just as a reminder, because I've found that I think by the second or third year, people are really wrap their head around the idea and what's going on. So that's where if it's 3 months, 6 months, and I don't know, I got a phone call from a client who's 8 years into a 7-year contract. He's been surrender free for a year, but he likes it. He's going to keep it. He's about 80 years old and he wanted another review and just to see, hey, where we're at and make sure I understand exactly what's going on here. Absolutely. So we're going to talk tomorrow and just review everything he's got. So I made the money 8 years ago. They're delightful people. I love them to death and I'm not going to leave them alone. And it's one of those things that, I mean, the service part where you can talk about, oh, we got to change, we got anniversaries, we got withdrawals, but there's also some support as far as understanding and really wrapping your head around the ideas and strategies you're going to use.
Completely in agreement. Service is a big part of what we do here at Annuity Straight Talk. I've got one more story to share with you regarding performance reviews. Is that okay to share?
Yeah, let's do it. That's a big one because people want performance, right?
Exactly. There was a A+ rated carrier where my clients, husband and wife, they had changed up the allocation a year ago and one of the indices was underperforming and they switched to a different index that they wanted to track on half their money. So what we did was 50% of their money in a fixed index annuity was allocated to one index, 50% was allocated to another, and we had done what was called laddering where 50% was exposed on an odd year track, 2-year term, 50% it was, you know, on a 2-year term, even year track. So it's kind of, think of it as two train tracks where they don't line up on purpose. The doors open up every year on one, and then the next year the doors open up on the other track. And we had made a change in the index allocation back in 2020. So here we come around 1 year later to where we were in 2021, and we're looking at the statement. And I know the client had called the carrier and said on a recorded line, let's go ahead and change up the index allocation. And I was there with him on that call. And so he'd made that. And then we went on, and as sometimes happens, life gets busy. And we were looking at the statement and I said, wait a minute, this was changed last year. So we got it fixed. And to the carrier's credit, they fixed it and made sure now that the change that should have been made a year ago was reflected on the statement. But from the client's perspective, they would have looked at that statement and thought, hey, all is well, because they don't know exactly what they're looking for. And we, because we know these indices and we study, eat, live, breathe, everything, you know, annuities here at Annuity Straight Talk, we knew, wait a minute, something isn't right here. And we got it fixed. Client's happy. And it just made the carrier look even better that they said, hey, I mean, this, you're right. I mean, there was a mistake that was made. And sometimes that's where performance reviews, it's good to walk around and make sure, are we inspecting what we're expecting? So that was another good story about annuity maintenance.
Yes, no, and I agree. I had the exact same thing happen, and we were kind of, yeah, concerned. A client was watching this index. She was 100% into it and real excited for a statement to come out because the index had done really well. This was last year, and she was supposed to make something like $48,000, and she got her statement. She made $4,000, and the allocations are all wrong. I'm like, no way. Well, I put on my statements, they give you a confirmation number when you make changes. So I pulled up the form from the year before and I said, here you go. Here's a problem. And they pulled up the confirmation number and they said, we're going to give you a call back. And they went and listened to the phone recording. And they said, you're absolutely right. It was a data entry error. So there's a human error to everything, right? And that's why it takes good service to be in position. So we were both able to, just because we did it the right way, we're both able to make sure our clients got what was due. And I thought it was really cool because then, and it took them a while, a week later, but yeah, they gave her all the money that she was due. And again, just made her feel really good about the company, because there are a lot of companies, and I don't know anyone in particular, but some companies will say, oops, yeah, nothing we can do about it because we can't go back and buy the options and we can't do all this stuff. Really sorry. Hope it works better next year. But no, they didn't do that. They made good on their promise.
I think we should recognize those carriers. I'm comfortable. Who is that carrier?
Mine was Midland National.
Yeah. And I got to give props where it's due. The carrier I was just talking about that stepped up and said, hey, let's fix it, was Athene. So a couple of great carriers. And that endears us to say, hey, you know what? You did right by the client here. Let's keep doing more business with you. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're just trying to make sure. Yeah.
It's good to hear about Athene because I wasn't...
Well, I'm just saying that you and I are both advocates. What you're hearing, hopefully, from this podcast is you and I are relentless advocates for our clients. And we want to make sure that if you are entitled to a credit or if you are entitled to whatever it is, and we know it, we'll go to bat for you. And the other side of it, too, is in order to fulfill that, we need carriers that are going to look at this fairly and say, yeah, you're right. This was done that way. If the facts had, you know, worked out a different way, hey, you know what, I'm sorry, this needed to be in by this time and you didn't have that, that's fair too. But to have a carrier that's fair like that just endears us in our minds to say, let's do more business with you, because there's a reason why you're also A plus. It's more than just the way you are situated financially. It's the way you treat clients at the end of the day.
Right. No, that's a good point. And also, you talk about maintenance from the advisor's perspective. If the advisor is not actively involved, then in a situation like that, the client, the consumer, might not know what to do. Okay. And that's where you got to have an advocate for yourself, someone that can go. And I don't like the idea of battling an insurance company, but it's almost representing the consumer at the insurance company. Because, I mean, for better or worse, we know what questions to ask. We know what people to call. We know what department we need to be to. So having a good agent is going to save you a dozen phone calls and a bunch of. You don't need to know that stuff, right? Go play with your grandkids. Don't let a mule step on your puppy. But yeah, enjoy your retirement. And that's what the art of maintenance is all about, is having somebody that can take care of stuff so you don't have to worry about it.
We've got your back at Annuity Straight Talk. Give us a call, 800-438-5121. Go to annuitystraighttalk.com, hit the green schedule a call button. And one more thing, if you like what you're hearing here and you want to give us an honest review for the podcast, we welcome your questions and comments. And in fact, you can also just, I don't know, Brian, is probably there's a way for them to just give some feedback besides the podcast review. If you have questions, just give us a call. Or if any thoughts, we welcome feedback.
Yeah, and every page on the annuitystraighttalk.com has a comment section. So I like when people leave comments below. And it's not just, I think it helps other people as well. So if I write something or if we talk about something, the podcast page is going to be the same way. But if we talk about something and everybody's going to process the information differently, but if one person comes in and says, hey, I like you said this, or I have a comment about that, and just your thoughts and analysis, that someone else could look at that and say, oh, you know what? I never thought of that. Thank you. I'm glad I read Bob's comment or whatever it was. So yeah, like, subscribe, comment, it helps us out. And dare I say, if you don't like it, please let us know. I don't mind. We got to have thick skin. Everybody thinks annuity guys. Ha. So Ashok, thank you for the topic today. Yeah.
Hey, you're welcome. But I will caveat, if we see somebody named Ken say, I hate annuity straight talk, we'll take that with, you know, we'll have to put a little context around that. Other than that, we welcome all the feedback out there.
How bad do you want to do a Ken Fisher episode?
We have a lot of content in the works, and we got a...
Do you want to kick that the hornet's nest?
We got a lot of runway ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you for the topic. I thought it was a good one. People need to know what to expect out there. Appreciate you with your consistency, Ashok. Got a new platform. Hopefully this sounds better. And thank you everyone for joining us. It's coming out next Thursday, so we're a little ahead of time. But again, give us a call, annuitystraighttalk.com. Subscribe to YouTube or the podcast. Get notifications as soon as they're released. My name is Brian Anderson. That was Ashok Ramji. Thank you, and everyone have a great day.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.
Ashok S. Ramji is an investment advisor representative of Insight Folios, Inc., an SEC registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is notice filed or is excluded or exempted from notice filing requirements. Any fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered through his association with Insight Folios, Inc. Top Planning LLC is not a registered investment advisor and is not another name under which Insight Folios provides services. Insurance products and services only are offered through Top Planning LLC. Insight Folios, Inc. and Top Planning LLC are not affiliated companies.